Well, it looks like our old friend DNA has helped not only solve the murder of TV personality Ann Pressley a while back, but also may now solve a rape of a Arkansas school teacher. According to Fox News, forensic evidence gathered at the home of a slain television anchorwoman, Ann Pressley, led police now to a man suspected of raping a school teacher in eastern Arkansas. Curtis Lavelle Vance, 28, of Mariana, offered a DNA sample to Little Rock police detectives during an interview in his hometown, according to officers. A day later, a man only garnering suspicion for loitering in the neighbor's yard has become a prime suspect in the slaying of Ann Pressley. It just goes to show you that a little good police work and some technology called DNA can help solve crime. Clint Van Zandt and I have talked about it many times. The fingerprint database is in the millions. The DNA database is not. We need to get judges and judiciaries and governments on the side of getting more DNA samples, because by God, it helps. It's helped solve two cases that I talked about here in the last minute and a half. I'm Dana Pretzer, and that's today's commentary.